Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Head from the Blue Room, it's Alan in for Steve, just for today. He's enjoying the longest day of the year. Well, putting his feet up somewhere. Let's talk football, let's talk Everton. Lots happening, Ped. And Sandro, on Everton's radar, got a goal last night for the under-21s.
Yeah, seeing a little bit of the game. Obviously got his goal nicely with a cross from Deulofeu and looked a good player. Obviously, I think a few journalists jumped the gun at the weekend and said he was coming in the next 48 hours. Hasn't materialised as that. I think that's more down to the fact that they can't really get access to him, I don't think, because he's at this tournament and obviously big games. Now, whether that sorts itself out now in the next couple of days because they've already qualified out the group, maybe that'll happen, hopefully, and get all the issues finished. But
happened with Jordan Pickford, didn't it?
I think they got him done before, and also obviously they've probably got a better communication relationship with the English FA as to the Spanish FA. But it doesn't seem like Everton are in too much of a panic about it. And watching him last night, he looks a very good mobile striker, like to drop into midfield, pick the ball up, spread it out, you know, to the wings, and then get himself back up front, which is something Everton haven't had for a while. Obviously, we've got the ultimate sort of opposite of that as a striker, someone who just puts the ball in the back of the net, which is exactly what you need. But I do think you need different types of strikers, and you need different kinds of players you can work in a team and bring the midfield more into it. And maybe that's why our midfielders don't score as many goals as they do, and Romelu Lukaku scores, you know, as many goals as he does, because he is that kind of striker. But I think, you know, certainly playing in Europe and going for the next step up in the Premier League, you do need a striker like that. So I thought he had a good game, and for the money that hopefully he can get him for.
Well, if they can get him for that sort of fee that's being quoted, it looks a bargain, doesn't it? I mean, he's only 21, looks about 31. He's had a tough life so far. But, I mean, he's delivered the goods in Spain at a mid-table sort of side in Malaga, hasn't he? You know, to get 14 goals as he did. It's not easy over there, is it, when you're up against, you know, the big boys?
Yeah. No, and I think with him being a product of Barcelona as well, he's got all the attributes. You know, dropping down to Malaga just to sort of find his feet and get games every week, and he's done that. And he's, you know, as you said, they scored some goals last season. Great from outside. I think he's second most goals from outside the box, only second to Messi, and free kick taker as well. And he just fits the mold perfectly. And as you said, the age is a big thing as well, because we've brought in, you know, Pickford, who's only 23. We've brought in Klaassen, who's 24, and all the players you see us linked with, the likes of Michael Keane as well, they're all of 23, 24, 25.
Well, this will spin Everton on its head, because there was plenty of talk last season that they were an ageing team, weren't they? With you know, even though they were bringing through youngsters, Tom Davis obviously brought the average age down, but the likes of Luckman coming through and Calvert-Lewin as well, it's going to make a big difference.
Well, you're right, and I think you're right there, because we have got players, Barry, Jagielka, sort of
veins,
30 or the wrong side of 30, and then that massive gap to the younger players, and you look at Premier League teams who are at the top, and you see a nice mix of all three, really, or some of you who haven't even got the youth kind of players we've got, but having that mix really helps the balance of the side and the energy of the side. And I think where we got caught out some games last season was, and I take Man United as a barometer, was you've got these aging players on the pitch who are trying to are trying to get through to the end of games, and then young players who are supposed to have the legs but haven't got the experience to get them through those games. And I think it showed at that Man United game where we got caught in the last minute. Whereas if you've got more of those players in the middle who've got a bit of both, I think that can really push you on and help you up the league.
Are you still pushing for a purchase in terms of the centre back?
Oh, most definitely. I think we need two centre backs. And you know, I know there's a lot of rumours with Phil Jagielka going back to Sheffield United, maybe. But I'd probably
quash those today.
Yeah, so, well, he's got to, hasn't he? I suppose, but because he doesn't know, I think that might be something that happens for someone like Phil Jagielka, maybe towards the, you know, the end of the transfer market, where Everton know where they are a little bit more. Yeah. But I'd have no qualms selling all three of our centre backs that we've got, but I'd also have no problem keeping them all three. I think Ashley Williams is an interesting one, because I think he's the kind of player who had a decent season, But, you know, if Gylfi Sigurdsson comes available and they want to make weight, then I'd happily let them have Ashley Williams.
Ridiculous stats on Ashley Williams today in the paper. Not ridiculous, yeah, but ridiculous in the way they've costed this out.
Yeah.
Ashley Williams, one of the best value signings of last summer, according to research. This will probably be in a number of the papers, just reading from the Echo at the moment. Williams ranked second in a list of defenders signed last summer, costing £40,050.50 per tackle, interception and cross. Who on earth has done all this? Stones, who was sold for £47.5 million, cost City £292,777.80 per tackle, interception and cross.
Well, I suppose the difference is the price for Stones have come down as long as he stays at Man City, because he obviously has got the longevity. But I'd happily sort of... I mean, someone like Funes Mori, you can make money on him. So you'd look at him and think, well, we can sell him. But I'd certainly be looking for two. I know, obviously, all the talk's about Michael Keane, but I'd be looking for another one as well, just to come in, because I think that's a position where we struggled, not necessarily with the players, but having a set back two.
An understanding.
And really, I think as the end of the season came in, and it was Jack Gelkin and Williams, you're seeing a little bit more consistency out of the back four, because, you know, it does need a steady partnership. And I think when there was a period when there was chopping and changing every single week, and you could see little mistakes, and obviously the goalkeeper situation wasn't always clear as well. So if we can get a young player like Michael Keane in, and then it is maybe Ashley Williams, then I think that will help. If that was the back two for the whole of the season, then I'd be quite happy. But then there's Mason Holgate as well he could add something to that as well.
One of the newspapers today, in fact a couple of them, touching on Lewandowski for Chelsea. What does that say about the Romelu Lukaku move, or is it just agents pushing to maybe hurry up this Lukaku move?
Possibly, but I think what Everton have done is made their position very clear, haven't they? They've said that they've got a price for him, and if it's not met...
It's a big, you know, big price.
Well, it is, but that's because of what he did last season, isn't it? You know, he proved that. Okay, he ended up finishing second top goal scorer in the Premier League. But again, that's because he turned it off more than anything. You know, where has Harry Kane turned it on towards the end of the season? He turned it off, and that's one of his big problems. But that's not... I don't think that's one of... I don't think that's an Everton problem. That's a problem for him. Everton can ask upwards of £70 million for him. And I don't think Everton are in the business now of messing about. Not that they ever have been, because, you know, if anyone wants to say anything about the owners of Everton Football Club or Bill Kenwright's ownership, he never sold cheap, really. He always got the best deal for his players. So I can imagine Everton will just say, well, we've got another year, 2 years on your contract. We've only got it. We can sell you next summer and probably still make £40 million on you. So,
problem is, what Everton get out of Lukaku in that season?
It's a World Cup year, so it's up to him, really. I know he'll probably think, well, I'll go to the World Cup anyway. But Belgium have got some decent strikers, and if he really wants to be the top striker for Belgium, he's got to prove it on the pitch. And we'll wait and see. I mean, I think the best case scenario would be if Everton could get 70, 80 million for him and go out and get some real talent with it. I think that would be the best case scenario. But if it's not, and if Chelsea are not willing to get it done. And I think with this is, what I'd like to see as well is Everton sit down and say, this is what we want. You know, and give, if you're going to give us it. If you're not, go away. Because we don't want a situation like we did 2 summers ago when we had John Stones and it was dragging out and dragging out and dragging out. And we didn't really get it sorted till we got over the deadline day. It needs to be done. Everton just need to say, this is the price. And I'm sure they have. Say, this is the price. And if you're not willing to match it, whether that be Chelsea or Man United, then go away. And the player's coming back and he's staying. Because I think that's the biggest problem for the clubs and for the fans, is that it gets dragged out and no one knows where they are. And, you know, as a football fan, that's the worst thing.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.